Now Kroger. Oh, Kroger got the right hand free.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland, and the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordie Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky's, the Muser, Bobby Orr.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the biscuit. It's the biscuit.
Damn it! That goal regulation size of one!
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country will stop working on some badness fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the biscuit podcast.
Hey, you wanna go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
And the home of the brave. Good morning, Big Ran. How you doing?
Good. Finally, it feels like hockey season outside.
Fuck yeah, dude. I woke up in my house. It was like 62 degrees in here. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice. Put on my penguin sweater and felt pretty good.
That's the first thing I did. My fucking fat ass got out of bed, put on my blue jacket sweater. Was laying right there, Bravowski, right on. But it feels good out in the studio because I'm not sweating fucking dick, because there's no AC. Like, there's like a little vent of AC in the studio, but like it's not really shit, and I usually close it so the kids can't hear me in the house.
Yeah,
but I can't record with the fan on because it's too fucking loud. So I'm usually just out here in my underwear, just fucking, like, once we get the YouTube thing up, I don't know what I'm gonna do in the summertime. I'll probably get pulled off of YouTube. But yeah, we had a lot of good response. A lot of people were happy you were back, and I thought the last episode went pretty well. Not too much rust, and I thought it went off with a bang.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Got a few, these guys are racist comments, but we're just messing around with you guys. We're not really racist. I guess, but if you had to say that, we're probably racist.
I just think that it's more or less... Me and you don't really care who we make fun of.
Right.
We're not prejudiced to making fun of any human being. We don't care if you're black, white, purple, green, Jewish, Catholic. It doesn't matter. You're getting made fun of because we don't care.
Yeah, a fuckboy's a fuckboy.
So, I mean, it don't matter to us.
Well, let me ask you this. Did OJ do it?
Who?
Did OJ do it?
Apparently not. He got out again, so.
Oh, that's racist. What are we here to do today, Big Ren?
Talk about division winners and end of the season awards predictions.
And I guess after we do the division winners, we'll have the, you know, the idea of our playoff picks. So we'll do the predictions of those two. I think I was wrong on like one team last year. I think nice. I killed it pretty hard. I had Tampa going like everyone else, so I know I missed that one. I forget exactly. I've got it written down here somewhere where I fucked up, but who cares? No one cares. Where do you want to start at? The Pacific?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, we'll start with the Pacific. Absolutely insane, the Pacific is this year. No different than usual. Do you want to start from the bottom and go to the top?
Yeah, go ahead.
These are probably conversations we should have before we get on air, huh?
No.
Well, finishing dead last. Oh, and I got to say before we start this, the season starts on Wednesday. I have like 10 more season previews to do. Whatever ones don't get done are getting covered here as Big Ren and I speak. And I blame you fucks. I asked. I put the word out. You guys didn't come through. So the teams that didn't get a season preview, it's because you guys have shitty fans, not because of me. It's not my fucking fault. I know I don't have a lot left, but enough where like I think I'm recording one later today and the kid's gonna cover Carolina, Buffalo, and Dallas, so that's gonna knock off three right there. But finishing last in the Pacific, Vancouver Canucks.
Same.
Vancouver Canucks.
That's what I have, too.
You can't rebuild on the fly. Detroit's trying to do the same thing. I don't know if it's ever historically worked where you can just – I mean, Bill Belichick, but his isn't – they never dropped, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But he just keeps plugging them back in. With Vancouver, what happened to them? Like, did they lose that many guys from the 2011 team?
I mean, that shit tends to happen. I mean, look at Tampa Bay.
Yeah, well, Tampa Bay seems they can't stay healthy.
Yeah, that's true.
I know Vancouver, like I said, I've seen them play more preseason games than any other team for some reason. They've got the young kids. I think push come to shove, and when it's all said and done, that team's not going anywhere until the Sedins are done and out.
Well, they haven't went to the playoffs since 2014.
Really?
And they were second in the Pacific that year.
Damn.
Yeah. And ever since that, they finished last year and sixth the year before. So I mean, and what have they done this offseason to make that six or seven different? Nothing.
No, got rid of Ryan Miller.
Yeah, exactly. So you haven't done really anything to make your team. You're not catching the Oilers or some of these teams in the Pacific anyway, and they're not even trying to catch the freaking Coyotes.
Right. Yeah. If you look at if you look at Edmonton and Calgary and even Arizona, they're all going up, and teams. The Ducks bubble's about to burst here in a couple years too.
Yeah. Not yet. They still got talent.
Yeah, they have talent, but those they need to – if they're going to get one, they need to do it in the next 3 years, I think. I do like Vancouver's young kid, Bozer, and I think the other Subban kid's pretty talented. So they'll be back, but this year they're going to finish dead last. And I think
Brock Bozier or whatever his name is.
Bowser, yeah, he's got a fucking one of them weird last names.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Bowser or not, but that'd be cool.
I think it's Bozner. Before we started the show, I had Las Vegas. It's not Las Vegas. I had Vegas Knights and dead last. But for some reason, when I was looking at my list here, I just put them up right above them.
Above the Canucks?
Yeah, so in seventh, I have the Golden Knights of Vegas. Are you there?
Yeah, I have Arizona. Vegas is getting sixth.
Jesus Christ. So you got Arizona?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Not buying the hype?
I have Vegas being the fourth worst team in the NHL this year.
That's bold.
It is. I don't care.
That's bold.
Sin City, baby.
Dude, did you see those shirts?
Yeah, that's the one I think I'm going to buy, long sleeve style.
That's the purchase, dude. The long sleeve Sin City hockey, that's fucking sick. I thought it was long sleeve when I saw it, but it was ended up being a short sleeve, but they definitely have a long sleeve. That's definitely the purchase.
I mean, I'm just picking Vegas above them from sheer heart. I think it necessarily will happen. No, the chances of them probably getting dead last is probably more than.
Yeah, I wonder what the bet is for them to finish dead last.
You would think it would be. I mean, you would think the only team worse than them is Colorado, like in the entire NHL.
You know, New York Islanders.
Mm.
It's you don't know.
That's what I mean.
But, I mean, historically, expansion teams play like expansion teams. And they're going to be running a lot of young kids. So a lot of these kids are only used to playing like 45 games a year.
Yeah, exactly. And then like
and not having dudes like Dustin Byfuglien come fucking rail them, or like going into Anaheim and playing, you know, Kessler and Getzlaf and
Shipachyov, whatever his name is.
Shippy?
The 30-year-old Russian. He's not used to the NHL.
Yeah, and a Russian 30 is like an American 45.
So I mean, yeah, he's really good at playing hockey. Different game. He's got to get used to it, which I think he will. I think he's talented enough.
How has he been in the States for more than a year? Because he's got to get used to not being on steroids too.
Yeah, he's on my UBL team, so I'm hoping.
I almost fucking drafted him, dude. I almost drafted him.
I'm hoping he is on steroids.
And everybody that's listening, that's on the UBL, our unhealthy biscuit league that we joined up with the Unhealthy Scratch Boys. That was a fun draft. I had a good time.
Yeah,
had a good time. Got a little nervous on the counter, but I'm fairly happy with my team. We'll probably have a fantasy episode and talk about it, but make sure that we post that it's fantasy league, because I'm sure, you know, out of the three listeners we have, two of you aren't going to give a shit.
It's probably true.
So above Vegas, I have the LA Kings at sixth. This is where you say you're fucking who you have.
I just told you who I had. I have.
Oh, holy shit, Vegas. Dude. I have fucking brain trauma, dude. No one fucking believes me until I go on a fucking murder spree, and now it's premeditated.
It's recorded, honestly. It's been published.
So you got Vegas. No one. That's. You've lost your fucking mind. Are you smoking dope again?
They're predictions. I mean, this is.
Yeah, it's not it's not Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Hey, I remember someone telling me I was Count Chocula last year when I said the Oilers were going to win in the first round. And then before the playoffs started, everyone in the world was talking about how the Oilers were going to win in the first round. And just to let you know, I said it first on the biscuit.
That I do remember that. And you can literally, from like a three-episode span there, I don't know what numbers they are, hear me start to suck McDavid's dick.
Like, I was doing it way before, so you might as well start getting on the ship to show of a cock train, because I already am.
Yeah, that ride that cock train all the way to sixth place in the Pacific.
I just think they got, I mean.
You are still, like, so into Marc-Andre Fleury that you're just hoping. Yeah. That's what it is.
I refuse that he's so bad that he's getting eighth place in the division. Even by himself, he's winning fucking 25 games. Someone else step up. Let's win at least 38 and let's not get last place.
I hear a lot of Marc-Andre Fleury's washed up talk, dude.
No way. It's only like his 10th, 11th season.
They're saying he was shit last year. I thought he did fine. I mean, come playoff time, he was a different human last year.
Last year was the best goal against percentage he's ever had in his 10-year span.
How many games did he play?
A lot, because
Murray is – whoever drafts Murray in their fantasy league is a fucking moron, because that kid is a giant pussy.
It's like he only wants to play in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's not how shit works.
But so far it has.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Fifth place –
he won a Stanley Cup before his rookie year. Explain that.
Oh, I mean, that's just weird rules. And yeah, he won it before his fucking pubes grew in, too.
Yeah.
Fifth place, I have the Sharks of San Jose.
I have the Kings.
L.A. Kings. I think L.A. is fucking on fire. That whole... I don't know what they're going to do. They have no cap room.
Still think they have enough to beat teams like Vegas and the Canucks and the Coyotes, who are up and coming.
Yeah, I mean, and they could, you know, decide to
play. I hate the Kings.
Oh, yeah. I told Stephen Bentley, the guy that did the season preview, probably my least favorite team in the league.
One of them.
Yeah, for sure. Fourth place. This is where I might be a little Count Chocula here. The Yotes.
I like it.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Bold strategy, Cotton.
Let's see how it plays out for him. Who you got in fourth?
San Jose. I have them making it, but just by the wire.
You got him getting a wild card spot?
Yep.
Third place, Calgary Flames.
Same.
Flames. Who you got in second?
Quack, quack, quack.
Now, see, this one is going to depend a lot on Mr. Talbot.
Yeah, I agree.
Now,
plays like he did last year, they got it.
Right, and as Connor stays healthy, they got it. If Talbot plays, who's the backup in Edmonton?
I'm not sure.
They just got somebody, I'm pretty sure, to help out. What's his dick?
What's his dick does not help me.
Let's see here.
Brassat? Brossat? Laurent Brossat?
Who? He's young. That's Laurent their backup goalie?
Brossat. He's 24.
Oh, no, that's not going to work.
He's real young. Played 8 games last year. He was 4-1. Apparently, he's just a beast. He's played 14 career games ever. He's 4-6 all time.
That can't be who they have as their fucking backup goalie.
Real young. 24 years old.
Who picked up Nico Hirschl? Hirschl. Do I have him?
I'm not sure. I thought you might have.
I think I did. That can't be their backup goalie. I just changed my mind. Edmonton's getting second. Ducks win the Pacific. Ducks win.
I still got Oilers ahead of Ducks.
I think with the Ducks having... I think Ryan Miller's going to pay off for them. I really, really like that. And I like the physical mentality that Anaheim plays with. Shit. That one's tough, though. I'm going to go with Ducks win the Pacific. So Ducks win the Pacific.
All right. I'm going to ride with the Oilers.
So, and you have the Sharks getting a wild card spot out of the Pacific?
Yeah. So I got their top four going, and then I got my top four in the Central going.
That's a real safe strategy.
Well,
it's not bad, though.
Happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
I almost changed it, and I'll explain why once you want to do the Central next.
Yeah, I just got to write this shit down real quick. Oilers, Flames. It goes, yeah, one plays top, bottom, wild card. Whoever wins the best record, right? Yeah. That's right. So, Big Ran has Edmonton.
Yep.
Okay. I got the Ducks. Central Division, starting from the bottom.
Duh,
right?
Yeah. Colorado.
By a lot.
Yeah, winning like 28 games, maybe less.
What's brutal is like they're what if they get 25 wins they're fucking stoked.
And I think Duchesne will get traded too. I think they'll lose him and they'll just get even worse.
He's got to. I wouldn't mind if Josh Anderson gets traded for him. He's fucking pissing me off.
Now this division is stacked.
Yeah, it's fucky. It's really fucky.
Like, seriously stacked.
Yeah, when you hear my next team, you'll realize how stacked this fucking division is.
Who do you got in sixth?
St. Louis.
I knew you were going to do something like that because you fucking love Ken Hitchcock.
St. Louis. I think with Fabry being out for the entire year, and there's just something about St. Louis I've never picked them, and then I picked them last year because I felt like, oh, I always shit on these guys. And then they shit on me. You shit on me after I don't shit on you? Now you're shitting on me?
Well, last year they got what? They got...
Shit Lewis?
What happened last year? They got...
They lost in the second round to Nashville.
But they were eighth going in, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. I know that I had them losing the year before, or maybe win. Yeah, losing, and they ended up winning that year too, didn't they?
Yeah.
They beat Chicago, right?
Yep.
So last year, who did they beat in the first round? Minnesota?
Chicago.
No. Nashville beat Chicago handedly.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota then. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's who I got, St. Louis. I don't know. It's I'm basing it, I guess, on one player.
Which ain't, but I mean, in this division, it's this division is crazy. But I mean, I have Winnipeg in six, which is just outrageous,
dude.
I feel like they would get like fourth or fifth in the Pacific, but they're gonna, I'm gonna have them in six in the Central.
What's weird about Winnipeg? You see all these lists of like NHL's greatest top players, and like Winnipeg has like five players on that list, but they don't ever do shit.
No, and I think they have a really good team. They're almost there. Give them another year of not being good and another draft pick and another building, and I think next year they might be there, but not this year.
You know what I just remembered about Winnipeg?
What?
Steve Mason's their goalie. They're fucked. Yeah. They're fucked.
I think they're going to score a lot. I think they're going to score a lot of goals. But I think goalie is why I have them at six.
Well, you just heard them drop from third to fifth on my list because I just remembered that Steve Mason's their fucking goalie.
They don't have a. They're going to score. I don't think that's going to be their issue. I think, and they have defense too.
Buff, Trouba.
You can have all the studs in the world, but when they get past you and shoot it at Steve Mason, it's going in the goal.
You might as well play empty net and just bring another defenseman out. I'm not even fucking lying. I wish I was joking.
Rookie of the year.
Do you remember his Calder Trophy winning year? How good he was?
Yeah, they were insane. And the next year he sucked and they traded him and the Flyers traded him and now he's going to get traded after this year.
Like, as I'm on the way to the fucking team store to buy my Steve Mason jersey, he just turns into a huge piece of shit. Like, an hour drive to Columbus, he turned into the worst goalie of all time.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to him, but he hasn't been the same. He sucked for the Flyers, too.
I'm sure of this. I hate his guts.
I have him in six because they're good, but they don't have all the pieces yet, and especially in this division.
I put him at sixth. I'm agreeing with you. St. Louis is going up to fifth.
That's where I have St. Louis too.
Steve Mason. Just because of Steve Mason. That's the only reason I'm doing that. Before we started the show, I had Winnipeg at third. No. Nope. Steve Mason, you're going down to fucking sixth. So we both got, who did we say, St. Louis at fifth?
Yeah, that's what I have.
Poor St. Louis, man. If they had all the kids that came out of St. Louis play for the Blues, they'd be world beaters.
Yeah.
Then at fourth, I have the Wild.
I have Nashville going into the playoffs at eighth again.
I don't hate that.
And I think they barely make it. I think them and St. Louis are on the verge of a playoff battle towards the end of the year, and someone sneaks in at one point, and that's how St. Louis don't make it.
I think Nashville is a cusp team, and
I think just because I have Winnipeg in six, I think they're only going to be three or four points behind making the playoffs, behind Nashville and St. Louis.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if those three teams are at the end of the year buying for that last fucking... It happens all the time.
I know, and that's why I think Winnipeg will get sixth, because when it gets down to the wire and it's those three teams, St. Louis and Nashville have the playoff experience, and they'll just sneak right above Winnipeg towards the end of the year.
Man... That's interesting.
Division is nasty.
It is. So who you got at third?
Dallas.
Dallas. Okay. All right. You do know Dallas has Ben Bishop, Radulov, Mathot, Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin.
Yeah, and you know they were the team that got six last year.
This is that doesn't even count. This whole team is different.
I know, but I'm just saying that's still hard to go from sixth to first or wherever the hell you got them.
Is it hard to do? Ken Hitchcock, dude, that's what he does. He makes the fucking playoffs, dude.
I know. Third place, them going from sixth to third is drastic.
Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn, Jason Spezza, Alex, listen, let me read their top line to you real quick.
I know, they had the best offseason.
I agree.
I said that a long time ago.
Yeah, that's the offseason winners for sure. Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, Alexander Radulov, right now projected top line. Martin Hansel on the third line center. And then Anton Roussel on your fourth line. Fuck yeah, dude. Klingberg, Mathot. Then their second and third pairings on defense are, read to me as a couple turds, but what are you going to do? And then Ben Bishop and Lentinen back in the net. I have Chicago at third.
Chicago at third, huh?
Chicago Blackhawks, third in the Central this year. Third in the Central, and then come playoff time, they're going to go, okay, let's go. And Brandon Saad's going to score a shit ton of goals this year.
All
right. second place, I have the Nashville Predators.
I got soda. Minnesota second.
That's dead wrong.
We'll see.
That's dead wrong. And then first place, from sixth to first, your Dallas Stars.
Damn, that's crazy.
Winning the Central, Dallas Stars.
I think I'm going to Chicago. I think they're fucking livid about this. They're not good anymore talk.
I hope so. They looked like it in preseason. I mean, they looked good. Their young guys look good. It depends on Seabrook and Duncan, how much they have in the legs. But I know those guys fucking work their asses off, and I'm pretty sure they, like, smoke super dope. I think they smoke super dope with Joe Rogan in the offseason, so I think they're ready to go.
They got back two guys that were on the previous Cup team. And
who came back? Sharp?
Yeah.
And who's the other one?
Saad.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, I mean, they got dudes back in the building that were a part of the original three Cups. I know Saad wasn't there for all three of them. But, I mean, they got these dudes back. It's, you know, to me, I know it's just two guys, but that's two more guys that when they were in this building, they did nothing but win Cups.
Did any teams last year send five teams?
No, last year was four across the board on all of them.
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened again. I'm looking here, and I'm thinking, like, is San Jose really not going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, and what are you going to bump down to St. Louis? It's going to be, the West is going to be crazy. I think the East is going to be a little less dominant compared to the West.
Oh, yeah, it's oh man, that's fucking crazy. So out of the Central, I have Dallas, Nashville, Chicago, Minnesota going.
I have the same four teams, just different places.
Right.
So in reality, it don't even matter.
But I'm thinking here, looking at it, like,
I think we have the same teams in the other division going. We have the same eight teams going to playoff, just different spots.
No, because I have Arizona going.
Oh, yeah. I have San Jose. You don't.
Right. But as I'm looking here, I wouldn't be surprised if, in the way I have mine set up now, if the Wild miss and San Jose and the Pacific send five.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I also wouldn't be surprised if it was the other way around, if St. Louis didn't get it, or Winnipeg, or one, you know, one of those hit that six or five.
Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, I'm gonna say the Pacific sends five. Ducks, Yotes, Oilers, Flames, Sharks, Dallas, Nashville, Chicago. That's my eight going out of the West, Big Ram.
All right, my eight out of the West is San Jose, Flames, Ducks, Oilers, Chicago, Minnesota, Dallas, and Nashville.
Jesus Christ, this is fucking, my brain's starting to hurt. We'll save the Metro for last, save the best for last.
I like the Atlantic. The Atlantic's fun to me.
The Atlantic's a pile of dog shit to me. We'll start dead last. I think this team fucking blows. I wouldn't mind if this team just disappeared, went wherever it has to go to get the fuck out of my face. The Florida Panthers.
Oh, man. I thought about putting them in last, but I didn't. And I put Buffalo there.
They're ran by a supercomputer.
Hey, I didn't say what they did was cool.
They are Telecorp or whatever that is from Terminator.
Yeah.
Is that Telecorp?
I don't think so.
No. What the fuck is the name of that company in Terminator?
Skynet?
Skynet! Shit, that's it. Telecorp? What the fuck is Telecorp? Do I work for Telecorp? Jesus fucking Christ. Well, I got Buffalo right above Florida.
My name is Randy Bartram, and I approve this message from Telecorp.
This episode brought to you by Telecorp. Who do you got in six?
Well, did you already do seven?
No, because I can't count. So, who's seven?
I have Florida. I got Buffalo, then Florida. Where you at?
I'm just thinking about Buffalo. Jack Eichel's really good.
Yeah, but I still think they're getting last place.
Evander Kane's really good. Their goalies are not. Their one goalie's a fucking head case. Like, more so than most goalies are. What's his dick? With the long hair? Fucking Leonard. Yeah, Leonard.
Yeah.
Who's like calling
Robin.
Who's calling his teammates out last year. Like, I can't fucking win all these games by myself.
Robin Trubotsky.
Evander Kane, Jack Eichel, Pomaville, Kyle Capozzo, Ryan O'Reilly, Sam Reinhart,
C.J. Smith.
No. And then defense is fucking atrocious.
Chad Johnson?
Ristolainen and Scandella. Yeah, Chad Johnson's on there. He's definitely your number one goalie, right?
I'm not sure. Is he better than Robin Trubotsky? I'm not sure, but at least they have two decent ones now.
Yeah, they still suck.
Chad Johnson isn't, Ocho Cinco isn't good, but he's better than, I don't know, some goalie. He's better than fucking Luongo.
Yeah, dude, Luongo's, he's on his back nine, I think, for sure. Detroit.
Yeah, I have them in sixth.
And I think that's me being generous, too.
Me too. I think they have a chance. Those three teams, either one of them could be 6th, 7th, or 8th.
Detroit's weird because if somehow they just mesh and play like the talent they have on that team, you could see them in the playoffs. If Jimmy Howard plays like Jimmy Howard has been able to play, or Mrazek, and then you have Trevor Daley now. Their defense is weird, but I like that they brought in Luke Wachowski too. Gives Detroit he's a born Detroit player. He's from Michigan. He'll fucking fight. He looks like he played with Bob Seger in the 70s. I like them having Trevor Daley, to be honest with you. I think that's a great pickup for Ken Holland before he gets fired here soon.
Yep.
And on offense, you know, whatever happened to Larkin last year, it's up to him to decide if he's going to be a fucking bitch or if he's going to be a man and fucking, you know, yeah, they're coming at you because you're Dylan Larkin, but what are you going to do about it? That's what's happened to him last year. His game went mental and it fucked him up. For the first time in his life, he wasn't able to do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
Zetterberg is a beast. Had a great season last year. I would get rid of Nyquist as soon as I possibly could, but Nyquist could go roll back at 4 years, you know, and be a stud again. Love Anthony Mantha. I think Tyler Bertuzzi is going to make a lot of noise on this team when he gets back from injury. And then there's, you know, there it's like you said, those three teams.
Yeah, one of them could be somewhere, one of them couldn't. You know, I mean, I feel like they all have the potential to bounce back.
Yeah, they all have, yeah. And Florida's got youth, too. I mean, Huberdeau, fucking Yandel, they've got guys. I mean, I just, it's somebody has to lose the game, somebody has to win the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got Wings in six. Who do you got in five?
Fucking Tampa!
Tampa! Tampa! You know, when I wrote that down, because I have Tampa at 5-2, I thought I was an asshole. But either we're both assholes or we're both fucking really smart like we usually are.
Yeah, I think they grew as a team. I think the four teams I put ahead of them have better veterans and have grown as well. So I just see them barely on the outside looking in, just barely.
And could win the division.
What?
And could win it.
Tampa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that they're going to be in a close race between 5-4 and 3 as well. And that's going to be a close race between the playoffs.
But at the end of the year when we're having a conversation, we go, well, Tampa won the Atlantic. I wouldn't be like, oh, that was a shock.
No, I wouldn't say my pick was stupid. I would just think that, like I said, the teams ahead of them, they're all teams that could. I think there's one clear winner in my mind in this division. That's who I have at one. Other than that, 2, 3, 4, and 5 could rotate.
The teams I have ahead of them, I think it's their time.
That's how I feel. That's what I said. I think 2, 3, 4, and 5, the teams I've picked for those in that division, could all rotate. I don't think anyone's going to take the number one spot.
And I mean, I hope Stamkos the best, but you just had two knee surgeries in two consecutive years.
But they just added Chris Kunitz, and I think Stamkos gets like 55 goals this year.
Wouldn't surprise me. He's a fucking stud.
But I think Kunitz is the reason he gets 55 goals.
And Kuznetsov's a fucking monster.
Yeah, so you bring in a guy like Kunitz who's used to playing with stars and used to feeding stars.
Jesus Christ.
That's what he's done. He had no issue sending it to Malkin or sending it to Crosby because he knew what was best. But then he hit a game winner in the playoffs. Big pickup for them.
Yeah, and he got the money he deserved, too.
Yeah, Rutherford would have never paid him. So.
No, Rutherford's like whoever owns the fucking – who's the GM of the Patriots?
I don't know. Robert Kraft.
Yeah, he's a fucking genius. Number four, Bobby Ryan.
Same. But, I think they're going to make a crazy push again, like almost Eastern Conference at eighth place.
Hey, that's the time to do it, man. Who you got in third?
Leafs.
Yep, me too. Holy shit, that's crazy. So you have you have to have Boston in a second, right?
I do.
Now, see, I thought I was crazy with that one, too, but I think Boston's a lot better than people are giving them credit for.
I think so, too. I think Charlie McAvoy is going to be a great addition defensively, almost make a run towards the North.
As a rookie?
Yes.
Woo! Has a rookie ever won the Norris?
I'm not sure about that, but I'm telling you, I didn't say he's going to win it. I think he's going to create a push.
Hey, they talked about Werenski in it last year, and I mean,
I think people are going to talk about it.
He's going to put up points.
He's a stud.
He's going to put up points, and he proved it last year playing his first games in the playoffs. Like
in the playoffs, exactly.
Couldn't even cut the kid a fucking break, and he did very, very well on a depleted Boston team.
He's going to bring in an attitude. They got the old vets. They still got Marchand. They still have Tuca.
And Tuca, from what I've heard, the guys over at the Black and Gold podcast, Mark Alfred Jr., he said he's been out to practice and Tuca, you know, 100% ready to go. So, I mean, with that happening, why not? Char knows what it takes to make it through a season.
Exactly. Let's be real. Bergeron,
Krejci, Spooner.
Tell me their team's not loaded.
David Backes, Riley Nash.
And they got a couple young guys to finally give them the energy.
And they're not afraid of anybody. This team is one of the tougher teams. And Marchand's about to have a freak out fucking season.
I think so too. And they've won a cup before. They know what it takes. They know what it takes to get through a regular season. I think they get second. I don't think they edge out the Canadiens.
Well, and I think you're going to see by the All-Star break, McAvoy on the first top pairing with Chara too.
Yeah, I agree.
And you got Kevin Miller, Torrey Krug, Adam McQuaid. Adam McQuaid and Kevin Miller will fuck your mom and make you watch.
Yeah, they're going to be good, I think. I think they're going to be back to like 4 or 5 years ago good.
The issue is if Tuukka Rask doesn't play well or goes down, they are fucked.
Well, Tuukka Rask, the Bruins went to the New England Patriots practice, and Tuukka Rask kicked like a 45-yard field goal like in a pair of sneakers.
So his groin feels good.
When he kicked that, I went, they're winning. They might win the Atlantic because if he's kicking 45-yard field goals without even thinking about it.
Question.
He's got to be feeling good.
Question. Did they have a helmet to fit his freaky fucking face?
I don't know if they put helmets on.
They had to make him wear a helmet. There's no way those guys wanted to look at him out there.
I'll tweet you the video once I get off this, and you just watch him bomb this field goal.
Well, I'll puke now so I don't do it when I watch it. And then Carey Price definitely wins the Atlantic. I'm not even calling. I'm calling them the Montreal Carey Prices.
Yeah, and I mean, Drouin.
Yeah.
To a team that was already good.
They needed a player like him so bad. A clean-cut fucking Canadian boy who is a killer. Dude loves to score goals, man.
Yesterday they beat the Senators 9-2.
And this is what Drouin wanted. He wanted to be the dude. So we're going to see what he does when he gets what he wants.
Yeah, I just don't see anyone edging them out. I think...
Oh, and Alsner's there now?
Yeah, I think they did enough. Carl Alsner, I mean, they've done enough to add.
All I hope is that when Columbus plays them that they keep putting Montoya in it so we can keep scoring.
Drew's 22 years old.
Yeah, he's on the cusp of, 30 goals this year, if I had to predict.
Yeah, I mean, I see that. I mean, like you said, Price is still elite as hell.
There's no debate. Price is the best goalie in the league. Anybody that says anything different is a fucking moron.
They also added my boy Mark Street from back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Who? Was he
Mark Street. Played defense for the Penguins.
He was the trainer?
No, he's defenseman.
Defensive trainer?
No, he played on the Penguins.
I've never fucking heard of that guy in my life.
Mark Street?
Never. Mark, he's a street cleaner?
No, you're an idiot.
The pilot.
I think he got drafted by Montreal.
Oh, he's the draft manager. draft coordinator.
Played for a couple teams, found his way to the Penguins, found the way to holding up the cup, and then he went back to Montreal this offseason.
This is in your – he's in your NHL 18, like, PlayStation League?
Yeah, he is old, though. He's 30, like, 8.
No, I don't know this guy. I don't like it.
Mark Street? I'm just told you who he was. I don't care if you like him.
Mark Street. Oh, yeah, convicted child molester. Here it is. Oh.
Pedophiles leaving among us.
This reminds me, and so the movie Jeepers Creepers 3 is coming out, right?
Hell yeah.
No. Watch. I'll change your mind about this in 2 seconds. The director of that movie, I don't remember what his name is a convicted child pornographer.
What? And they're letting them make a movie about Jeepers Creepers?
He made the first two. And now
he did?
Oh, but in the third one, there's a child molestation joke in it. He has to be stopped. Everybody needs to boycott that movie. Talk as much shit as you. He is a monster.
I like the first two. I won't watch them anymore.
I like the first two as well. Until I found out that he is a child pornographer.
Jeepers Creepers.
Where'd you get them peepers? Always where'd you get them eyes? And then he has the gall to put in a child molestation joke in the movie. Like, he's a fucking huge piece of shit. Here's his name. Yeah. Everybody tweet and say that you hate. And if you look at him, he looks like a fucking dude that would be making child pornography. And everybody that's on that movie that, like, stood there and hung out with him and probably told him he's a genius, you're pieces of shit, too. Victor Salva. Monster. Piece of shit. Fucking hate him.
What's his name?
Victor Salva. S-A-L-V-A. Piece of shit.
S-A.
S-A-L-V-A. So everybody go on Twitter and tell him you hate him. Tell him he's a piece of shit. Put it on Facebook. Boycott that movie. He's got to be stopped. He's a monster. All right, let's get back into some hockey.
I did live tweeting while recording the Biscuit Pod. Victor Salva, you are a piece of shit. Hashtag Jeepers Creepers 3.
Nice. What's live tweeting?
I just did it. Live tweeting while recording the Biscuit.
Oh, you just typed it in?
I just wrote live tweeting. What are you talking about?
I don't know what that means. Hashtag.
It means I'm. Jesus Christ. Buddy.
Hashtag take a pee. are you sending 4 out of the Atlantic?
Yeah, I'm doing 4-4-4. I told you that before we started.
You are.
Yep, I thought really hard about not doing it, and then I changed it. Like, you should see there's so many scratches and stars and dumb shit on these 4 lists.
Oh yeah, my notebook right now looks like a serial killer has fucking been in here.
You gotta quit making serial killer jokes.
Yeah, I gotta get some coffee or something. I gotta calm down. I don't know if coffee calms you down, but...
Yeah, it's something a serial killer says.
He's gotta drink some blood, man! dead last in the Metro, the Islanders of New York. I think that team is a piece of shit!
Carolina!
Whoa, bro.
Yep.
Still mad about Ron Francis, huh?
I think the Islanders will get 7.
Okay. I have the Flyers of Philadelphia in 7th place.
The Philadelphia Flyers in 7th place?
You heard it here first, Biscuit Babies.
Oh, man, I can't wait for this one.
my Metro is fucked up, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got the Islanders in 7th.
Okay. Who you got in 6th?
Devils.
New York Rangers. Did you kill yourself?
No, I got them in 5th. So I think they're on the downslide.
Are you ready for my 5th?
Yeah.
You know who it is. Say it.
I don't even want to you say it because I can't because you're dumb.
Washington Capitals.
Not a chance.
Washington Capitals.
No way.
Washington Capitals.
I think they're on the downslide, but it ain't from fucking, it ain't making it.
Hey.
I think they'll make the playoffs.
Washington Capitals. Fifth place.
All right. I still think they got way too much talent.
And I think it's going to be a dirty, nasty fifth place. Like this, you're going to see a very frustrated team. Ovechkin came into camp weighing 300 pounds.
I got some takes on him in the Caps.
300 pounds.
Good.
What's your takes on him?
I'll get there when I get to my Capitals pick.
Oh, okay. Who you got fourth?
Philadelphia Flyers.
You ready?
Making the playoffs.
Flyers making the playoffs, making the copies, the Bandolino.
Because of a man named Brian Elliott.
Oh, Brian make it to the playoffs and then don't win a game? Elliott?
Well, I think they picked up Brian Elliott, and if he can get to St. Louis Blues form, where he was freaking ripping off 25-8, being 25-8, and you know.
I like Brian Elliott, man. I actually love Brian Elliott. Brian Elliott's one of my favorite goalies of ever. I like the way he plays. I like his demeanor. I thought he was fucking badass in Calgary.
Exactly.
I thought it was.
He didn't play that bad last year. He played 49 games and was 26-18. He can do better than that with a Flyers team.
Yeah, I liked that pickup for the Flyers. I think that was the best pickup they could make at goalie.
I agree.
For who was out there and what they got him for and what they need, I think that's a perfect fit for them. I just think the rest of that team is dog shit. Like, I don't think Claude Giroux's good.
I do.
Jacob Voracek's fine. From what I'm reading, Nolan Patrick's going to be playing. Set top two lines.
Simmons is just – I just think they got players. They got people. I think Brian Elliott helps. They don't have to play fucking Steve Mason anymore.
Right. From what I hear, this Morin kid, Samuel Morin, he's like 6'7", defenseman. He is a monster is what I'm hearing on the streets. Their defense is good and young. If that Morin good's as good as I hear – then you have Gostisbehere, that Radko Gudas dude. Everybody was sucking his dick in the fantasy draft the other day.
Yeah.
An offense, I mean, yeah, I might regret having them second to last, or I might not. You never know.
I think you do. Or you will.
Brian Elliott. Brian Elliott's a stud, dude.
I think he adds a lot.
But you know who's better than Brian Elliott?
Alex Lyon.
Corey Snyder and the New Jersey Devils. Fourth place.
I like it. I didn't put it. Me and you got Boston. Me and you got Philly flipped back and forth.
Oh, Philly and New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Taylor Hall's going to fucking come out of his shell, play like a bitch. A good bitch. Preseason doesn't mean all of dick, but Drew Stafford looked really fucking good. I like Marcus Johansson on this team. I really like Nico Hischier, the number one overall pick. Brian Boyle beating leukemia. How dare you?
Yeah.
Adam Henrique, Miles Wood. Kyle Palmieri, he's not my favorite, but well, you know what you're going to do. Ben Lovejoy, your boy.
Yeah.
Severson, and then another Calder. They got two dudes that could win the Calder. Will Butcher on defense out of Denver University. National champs. Yeah. And Corey Snyder and Keith Kincaid. That's a fucking good team.
I wish we'd kept Lovejoy didn't get to be a part of the back-to-back. It made me sad.
Yeah, but I think Ben Lovejoy is real good.
Yeah, he was only part of the first one.
And how cool would it be to see New Jersey in the fucking playoffs again?
I wouldn't mind it.
Wouldn't mind it one stinking bit, dude. Who's your third place? Columbus?
Yep.
Not bad.
I think that...
That's the best place for them.
I think so, too. And I think they... Last year was a little bit insane. I think they hold back and come a little bit taste of reality this year.
It's not going to be a taste of reality, and this is why I'll tell you this. They're not going to have a 16-game win streak this year.
That's my point. They're not going to do the stuff they did last year. I still think they're going to be a good hockey
team. So you're going to hear on television and read everywhere that they're digressing. But if they're going to be the same exact talent-wise. But they're just not going to have this 16-game winning streak. You know what I mean? They're not going to have the playoffs clinched in November.
They got third last year. And I think they get third again. So there's no digressing. I just don't think they have grown enough for me to get above that three spot in this division.
I think they do. I think they do. I think Bob knows what he needs to do. He's ready. He wants to win in the playoffs. This team knows they're a playoff team. Finally, there's no debating that. This team is a top 3-4 team in the Metro. That's no longer a question. Artemi Panarin comes in. This is where he wants to be. He wants to be in a situation like this. Like when we got Brandon Saad didn't want to be in Columbus. He just wanted to get more money.
Yeah, which I've always hated players doing.
Yeah, it's retarded. Quit doing it.
Go somewhere and embrace it.
Yeah, so Panarin comes in. I think Bjorkstrand's going to have a breakout year. The Josh Anderson shit's weird because without him, we literally are one of the pussiest teams in the league. Like, we have no one to stand up for these guys. That scares me.
I think the Jackets have scoring power. They have Cam. Panarin.
Bjorkstrand, Panarin.
Zach can prove he can score goals from the defense.
And Seth Jones, if you've seen the preseason games, has been firing biscuits, which he has been hesitant to do in the past because he wants Jones a Norris trophy. He wants a Norris trophy.
So, I mean, but I still think these guys need a couple more years.
I think they're one or two pieces away.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm not saying one or two pieces away from, like, winning the playoff series. I mean from, like, winning the Stanley Cup.
Mm.
Straight out.
I think they're a little more farther out than one or two cup-wise. They need that guy. They still don't have that guy. They got Bob. Bob's that guy, but you need someone that's a goalie that's that guy, and then you need someone else that's that guy.
And we're putting our eggs in the basket of Mr. Panarin.
Panarin's
cleaning
good.
Out your fucking bowl? You are smoking dope again. Hey, someone call the cops. I know you live in Michigan. You can't. It's illegal up there.
So Panarin's really good, but think about all the past 10 cup winners. Try to name someone that isn't, you know, an award-winning hockey player. You can't. The Jackets still don't have that guy. They got Kopitar's pussy ass. He's probably won the Lady Bing before.
Yeah, they got to go ahead and get rid of that award. Did you see in the fucking the UBL chat when Brent Curry... that Brent Curry from the Flint Generals, the Quad City Mallards, is in our fantasy hockey league, not yours. But he goes, oh, shit, I didn't know we got points for PMIs. I've been drafting like I'm trying to win a Lady Bing Award.
Yeah, I know, I lost.
my number three is the Hurricanes of the Kakalakis.
Damn.
Bro. Victor Rask. Elias Hindlum, Lindholm.
Okay, I was just going to ask. Give me three good reasons.
I'll give them to you right now. Justin Williams, Jordan Staal, Teuvo Teravainen, Sebastian Aho.
I forgot about Mr. Playoff.
Yeah, Mr. Justin Williams coming home. Justin Falk. Noah Hanifin is an elite defender. Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Jacob Slavin. Oh, Scott Darling.
I know, and I think the Blackhawks should have kept him.
Scott Darling is going but to...
We've talked about that too much to get into it again.
No, if you want to hear us talk about Scott Darling and how much we love him, go back to the episodes. I mean...
Yeah, I think we both agree that they should have kept him.
You had to do anything you needed to do to keep him for at least one more year. But so, he didn't want to sign for one more year.
He wanted to play.
Right. Ready to play, ready to play. Who's your number two?
Caps.
Yeah, probably.
You still got Holtby. You still got Oshie. You still got, I mean, I don't need to name the people off this team. You still got Ovi. They're still loaded. They have got to get, I mean, this team's so stacked that they could not play good and get second place in the Metro.
Well, they haven't been playing good.
But I also think that Ovi wins the Maurice Ricard this year.
I don't hate that.
I think he bounces back and is just fucking firing goals like it's fucking 2007.
I think he wins the whatever the award is for whatever biggest food eater in Washington, D.C. is. The Buffalo Wild Wings, the, whatever the fuck.
The Russian vodka potato award.
Yeah, most rotten potatoes eaten by one man in a hockey season.
I just think that he's going to come out firing. I think he's over it. I think he's going to try to get 50, 60 again.
I've got Columbus a second, and I think that's where they're at. I don't think they're the best team in the Metro.
No.
And that's Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh, I think, really has – right now in Vegas, they are 6-1 to win their third cup in 3 years.
They've gotten better.
They didn't get worse.
They lost pieces.
They lost a shit ton.
But they lost a shit ton of pieces last year. But look at their lines.
Who's their third line centerman? That's what I'm worried about.
Jágr.
Yeah, you wish. Jágr doesn't play center either.
He would for us.
Yeah. Oh, old Greg McKeag, dude.
We think if we called and said, hey, you know, you want to get in here, he would.
I like Greg McKeag, man. Just because of his name. Yeah, I mean, listen. Gensel, Crosby, Sheary, Hornquist, Malkin, Kessel, Hagelin, McKeag, Rust, Wilson... don't know who Roney is, and then Ryan Reeves. Which, if I could petition for you, whatever sweater you have to buy a Ryan Reeves sweater this year.
Oh, I agree. Carter Rowney is who you're talking about. He's who will play third line center. He played a lot of big minutes last year in the playoffs.
Defense: Dumoulin, Letang. I think Letang's going to make a run for his Norris finally.
I do too.
Olimata, Justin Schultz, love Ian Cole, and then some fuck named Matt Hunwick.
Schultz is the man. Hunwick's that pickup I told you about a long time ago, remember?
No, no one does.
Yeah, you do. I said I love him, and you said I don't know who you're talking about.
And then a great pickup for them, if you're going to lose Marc-Andre Fleury, is Antti Niemi.
Yep, I agree.
Not bad at all. Not because if you're going to, like, you lose your job someplace and they go, oh, well, you're going to Pittsburgh. You're going, fuck yeah.
And it looks like I was listening to interviews with Reeves. It seems like he fits in with all of them, and that's a real big thing. If you come in the locker room and all of a sudden your best friend is, you know.
Oh, you don't think Sidney Crosby knew him and said, hey, you guys need to go get Ryan Reeves? I mean, that's exactly why he's there.
I hope so.
I know. I mean, I know so.
They all seem to love him.
Sidney picked that. That's a Sidney Crosby. Hey, please get me Ryan Reeves.
How do you not call yourself a contender with, like you said, Crosby, Malkin, Siri, Gensel, Kessel. Hornquist is hurt, but he'll be fine by playoffs. You still have Hagelin.
And it's you hear
Russ is a beast in third line.
You hear everywhere Connor McDavid's the best player in the NHL. Not yet.
No, not yet.
Not until this guy loses something, because he hasn't lost in 2 years. I thought he looked crazy good last year. He's still cheating and getting away with it.
He led the league in goals.
Yeah, I mean, you can put Connor McDavid in number one in any list you want to. It doesn't matter because he doesn't have any rings.
I don't think he leads the league in goals this year.
No, Sidney, no. He might lead in points.
I think he's winning the Art Ross.
He might, and I thought he got real mad at the awards ceremony last year.
Are we going to go over the awards?
Yeah, we're going to do the awards real quick, and we're getting out of here because we're already at 1:10.
All right.
So I got Pittsburgh, Columbus, Carolina, New Jersey.
I got Pittsburgh, Washington, Jackets, and the Flyers bringing it back to the playoffs.
Then I got Habs, Boston, Leafs, Ottawa.
Same.
So a bunch of Canadian teams are back in. I guess Canadians are finally good at hockey.
Hey, I agree. Last year I would have never picked this many Canadian teams, but they're finally getting good again.
All right, Art Ross Award to the player who gets the most points in the regular season of hockey. Who do you got, Big Ran?
Sidney, because of Connor Sheary and Jake Gensel, I think he gets the assist out the wahoo, and those dudes get endless amounts of gold.
I also have Mr. Crosby winning that award. Who do you have with the Rocket Ricard most goals in the regular season?
I said it earlier, I think Ovi bounces back and starts firing somewhere around 50 or 60.
You want to hear this?
Yeah.
Patrick Laine.
Ooh, I like that.
Patrick Laine, I think, is going to drop 60 on your head.
I like that a lot. I think he's got dudes that can pass them the puck, too.
Yes, I agree. The Jennings Award for the fewest goals given to the goalie who plays more than, 25 games or something like that?
You got to play 25 games.
Got to play 25 games. The least amount of goals given up in that time. Who you got?
I went with Bob. I think he's given up a lot of goals in the past. I think he's locked down on that.
You think he does, huh?
I think Holtby won it last year. I don't think he gets it this year.
Scott Darling with the defense in front of him.
No.
Because Bob traditionally has given up goals, but they'll win. Yes,
that's what I mean.
Right. Bob would be my second choice, but I think Scott Darling gets that this year.
I think Bob locks down on that 4-5 winning shit, and I think he becomes a different goalie this year. I think he progresses even more.
What worried me about Bob is he was vacationing real hard this offseason. But
hey, that means he's happy.
That's true. And he just got married. He's fucking slinging his fat dick around. He might be ready to go.
Look at the shit some of those other celebrities do in the offseason. You, see these guys in different countries living it up. They come back and have the best year of their life.
Yeah, you know what you see Sidney Crosby doing? Like, volunteering at Tim Hortons, and that's, all. That's all he does.
Playing hockey with kids.
Yeah.
That makes him happy. Whatever makes him happy.
The Hart Trophy, which is voted on by the general managers, right?
The league, yeah.
The Lindsay's voted by the players, right?
Yeah.
So I think the heart is going to Mr. Crosby.
I agree. I think you said it himself. To me, he's the guy that shit pisses him off when he doesn't win it.
Yeah, and I think he still has enough in his body to make something happen about it, too.
I think he gets hard over going home with 7 trophies.
Yeah, I think the Lindsay is going to Mr. McDavid, though.
Nope, Crosby. I think he bounces back and the players say, holy shit, how did he do this again? And they vote him.
I think, historically, if you win the Hart, you're winning the Lindsay a lot.
Normally.
The Vezina, I think Bob gets his second in 2 years.
Price. That's why I got them at one. One in the Atlantic, and I think he takes that because of the way the Canadians play.
Jack Adams.
You already know. Ken Hitchcock, man. I think it's damn near given to him. You have him in first place. That's guaranteed, Jack Adams.
No, they give it to a dude from Pittsburgh just because he's earned it.
Is it Sullivan? Really hard. I thought Sullivan deserves it. It's been 3 years. If he can get a President's Cup,
yeah.
It's Sullivan's. Uh-huh. If they don't and Dallas makes the playoff, it's Hitchcock. If the Maple Leafs can play a little better, it's Babcock.
Or Boston's coach.
Yeah, so I mean, there's that one to me is a little trickier because of all the potentials, and I think it's going to be Ken Hitchcock.
Or fuck it, just give it to John Cherry. Norris.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Norris.
I have Letanger.
I also have Chris Letang.
I think he bounces back. If not, Carlson wins it.
I think you'll see Letang, Carlson, and either Seth Jones or Zach Werenski invited.
No.
Yes. You hear said yes? Yes. the Calder Trophy, Rookie of the Year.
Charlie McAvoy.
It's McAvoy. Jesus fucking Christ. Yes, it's Charlie McAvoy all day. All day McAvoy.
I just don't see how or why. I don't care how some of these kids play. I'm telling you, he's going to be that third person in that Norris.
Yeah, he's a fucking beast. Look out for Clayton Keller as well. Chabot from Ottawa, I think, is still under his rookie year technically. That kid from Vancouver I had mentioned, Bozner.
Yeah. There's going to be some real young talent. I just think none of them are as good as Charlie.
Hey, and watch out for Nico and Nolan Patrick, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Selke, awarded to the best defensive offenseman.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Well, this guy is probably the best ever. His name is Patrice Bergeron.
Has he ever not won it?
He's won four out of the last six. Now, the times he didn't win it, he's lost by 10 votes or less and got in second place twice.
Who were the other guys to win it?
Taze won it 1 year over him by like 10 votes, and I forget who won the other one over him. It's either him or Taze almost to a point, depending on how Taze plays, but you know how Patrice is going to play, and I think he wins his fifth.
I wouldn't be surprised there. I wanted to do it, but I'm going to shake it up a little bit. I wanted to go out on a limb. And the guy that I had mentioned last year who I was surprised wasn't even invited for it, who continuously impresses me when I watch him play on a defensive point, is Joe Pavelski.
Oh, yeah. I like that pick.
Yeah. I think he's nice. I think he's crazy on defense. He doesn't get enough credit. I think they'll finally pay attention to him this year because he might have to do a little bit more on D than he has in the past.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's time for Bergeron not to win one, but when he's arguably the best ever to do what he does.
Right.
Like I said, when he got second place, he was only losing by like 5 or 10 votes.
Right. The dumbest award in sports, the Lady Bing.
Oh, Kopitar. I said that earlier.
You were serious.
Yes. He's winning it this year. Watch. You've heard it first. October 1st, 11:57. Kopitar wins the Lady Bing.
Kopitar wins the Lady Bing, and it's what the player that exudes gentlemanness and sportsmanship.
The most sensitivity, I think, is the definition.
Connor McDavid.
Do you think they'll give it to him just so he can have it?
Yeah, I do.
That would be awesome.
Yes, I do. I think they. I mean, he's not a killer. Like he's a nice little boy. Like why not?
Johnny Hockey. Johnny Hockey won last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might repeat.
I thought that too. So we'll put that as a disclaimer that he might just get it again.
I'm going with Kopitar.
Okay, Connor McDavid.
Because he's the same way.
Well, there's no way that they don't give McDavid some award.
I would love it if he got that.
And if Crosby's winning all these other ones, they have to give it to him.
What else you got?
The Craig Anderson.
Oh, the Masterson.
The Masterson.
it should be changed to Craig Anderson.
It absolutely should be. And I think this year you're going to see Brian Boyle get it.
Yeah, after this year it should be changed to the Brian Boyle. I agree with that. If he's playing hockey, how does he not deserve the award that's defined dedication to hockey?
If he doesn't get it, it's because of the way he plays the game, and they hate players like Brian Boyle.
Not a chance.
If he beats cancer and plays in the NHL this year, you kind of have to give it to him.
How's that not dedication? Craig Anderson got it for his wife having cancer.
Right, exactly. And then GM award, I think Rutherford's back to get it.
That's who I pick.
Has he ever had it?
I imagine. I'm not sure the history of the GM award, but I think he wins it because of a couple of the pickups he made.
You're not aware of the history of the GM award, said every person ever. All right. We got to get out of here. We're at a minute. We're at an hour 20.
Nice.
You know where to find us: iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio. Hashtag Take a Pee. Freedom, hockey. Oh yeah, go to Lucid Float Spas in Mount Vernon, Ohio. They're our sponsor. The Biscuit.